You know, I had an epiphany. Your mic's off, so just don't bother talking. While Thor was gone, we're going to get into his trip. God, this is so good. Now, if you're a frequent listener to the David Box Show, when Thor Jensen comes in, which is the highlight of my week, I hope it's the highlight of yours as well. When Thor talks about the good old days in Aspen, what is Thor talking about? Thor is not talking about the good old days that the Eagles are singing about. No, no, no. Thor is talking about the good old days. I think it was Tuesday night. Best in the world. At the Tippler. Disco nights. The best nights ever. So, now, if you play for me, I'm not a big fan of reggae music. So, when I go into a club that's playing reggae music, it doesn't excite me. It doesn't make me want to get up and reggae dance or whatever you do to reggae. So if Thor really hates disco, he would never get up at the Tippler on Tuesday nights and go dancing, shaking his... Well, yeah. You can talk now.
Oh, really? You're going to allow me... You just had to go there and then now you're like letting me in?
So... Of all this, I hate disco. It's all a ruse.
Oh, I hate disco.
It's all a ruse because his greatest memories
are the Crippler.
Are the disco nights at the Tippler playing this. Now, did Christy go with you too and, you know, shake her booty too?
I think so. And it happened here. I'm going to use the word I don't like to use, but I'm going to say it anyway. It just, the Tippler just happened organically. Everybody just showed up.
No, they had disco night.
I know they did. Okay. They showed up like in dress, ready to go.
Yeah.
And it was disco night.
Because they were playing this. Shake your food. Thinking we might just have an all disco Thursday because it'll bring Thor and put him into a good mood.
Not really.
So what do you mean not really?
I don't like, I'm not listening to disco. Disco
you
happens.
You love disco.
No. John Travolta had his own world in disco.
Do you
disco.
Know why disco works? Because it's awesome.
Because it's fun.
It's got a great bass line. It's fun. It's happy.
Right. And it was actually during a time that was pretty depressing. So it was an outlet for...
I mean, you just drove from Wisconsin to Colorado in a Westphalia. You were probably rocking KC and the Sunshine Band.
Oh, the whole way.
On a cassette deck.
The whole way. 8-track.
Was the 8-track still around? I guess it was in the 80s, barely. It was still holding on. That was a late 70s thing.
It was a cassette.
My mom had an Audi Fox with an 8-track. An Audi Fox.
Fox.
Yeah, do you remember the Audi Fox?
I do.
It had an 8-track player.
Nice. Yeah.
Anyways, why were you driving back from Wisconsin, and did you bring me cheese?
No on the cheese.
Damn it.
We, Christy and I, got this weird idea to go get from our friends, a pristine mint 1985 Volkswagen Vanagon Westphalia. And it's mint.
Is it mint?
Oh, it's so...
Now, does it have the old car smell in it? Because
it's a good smell.
It's a good smell. It's just that smell.
It's been in storage, yeah. So, yeah, it's got that musty smell to it right now.
How many miles?
Well, the speedometer doesn't work, and neither does the odometer. So it's stuck at like 117,000 miles. So it's got pretty low miles on it. I mean, I follow the service records. It's not much off of that. So it's... Probably 120,000 miles total.
Now, what are you going to do with Westphalia?
Camp. You park it anywhere, throw up the pop top, you're good to go. Stove works, ready to roll. So you can cook on a little 2-burner stove.
And you can sleep in it?
Oh, yeah. It's got 2 beds, one up, one down.
And how does, did you check out the mattress and did you?
Yeah, I slept on the one, I slept on the one because I was in the mood to undo the top one.
Now, used mattresses can be, did you check it out?
It's literally mint. Like it is, it's.
So no little kid wet the bed?
No, no.
Well, that's what happens.
Okay, no.
I mean, you're a parent. You should know this.
Our friend Lisa, who actually is an avid listener, probably listening right now.
Who is? Lisa?
Lisa Fitzwilliams. Hi, Lisa. And
oh, yeah. I love Lisa.
Yeah.
She's great.
Yeah. She's talked to you.
I know. I love
She's tried to help you with your pain.
She's great.
She's in the pain management business.
Yeah.
Dr. Lisa's good.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I need to call her. You need to give me your phone number.
I can do that. I can do that.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, sorry. Keep going.
So anyway, by the way, her little company is called Aspen Self-Health. I think it's still that.
Yeah.
Lisa, you can correct me if you're listening.
We should have her in.
Yeah, she's great.
Why haven't I had her in?
I don't know. You should.
We're digressing.
We do.
You're starting to go down my road. This
I know.
Is
you
not
see,
good.
You just pulled me there. I'm usually good about like, staying out and pulling you out, but you just pulled me down. But yeah, no, it's, and here's the best part. When you drive this thing, you can't drive on the interstate. Like, it's not possible.
What do you mean it's not possible?
You literally become, you become road, like, kill.
what are you saying? How fast were you driving through Nebraska?
Well, here's
because Nebraska's flat.
So here's the best part. So I've been driving this. I drove back roads, you know, out of Milwaukee, and I'm, like, cruising around, and I'm kind of paralleling, I think it's 90 or 80 that comes out of there, or 94 actually runs across. So I'm paralleling it, and I'm, like, sitting there, and I get on this lane, this little, it's two-lane road, then it goes to a four-lane road. So I get on the four-lane road, speedometer says 65. And I'm like, sweet, this thing goes 65. And I'm sitting there going 65, and cars are passing me like literally I'm standing still. Like I'm like running in mud.
How fast were you going?
So I'm sitting there, I'm like, what the hell is going on?
You're that guy. Everybody's flipping you off as they're driving by.
It is unbelievable. I'm like, good God, people in Wisconsin.
Get out of the road, hippie!
Yeah, pretty much. And so like I'm sitting there, I'm like, I have to figure this. This can't be right. So after like 2 hours on this road, I finally break out the old timer on my phone, and I time the miles. It turns out I'm doing like 52. The speedometer's off by like 8.
Oh my gosh!
So I'm doing 52 and a 65, and people are running by me, and I'm like, oh my God, I have to go a little faster. So then I realized I could go a little bit faster, but still, it's it's basically dangerous to be on an interstate with trucks and cars and that thing.
When you put the pedal to the floor.
Which I tried not to do because I was afraid the whole thing would fall apart.
When you put the pedal to the floor, how fast were you going?
You can go 65 to 70, but not for very long. 60 is comfortable. Like you feel like the thing's hanging in there.
Okay, so, but you...
Remember
you,
now, speed limits back in the 80s, remember we were mandated because of a gasoline shortage and super high gas prices back then for the time. And so all the speed limits were taken down to 55. So 55 was max back then. And now we're at 75 and 80, and we have much safer, faster cars and fuel-efficient cars for that type of speed. So we have a different, it's a totally different world now than it was then.
Well, everybody was a double nickel.
Right. And that was mandatory. That was federally mandatory. Federally, I don't know, put into law.
Yeah.
I said that well. Nice work.
Welcome to my world. Sometimes it's just hard to put the right words together, so you just put the wrong ones together and hope nobody notices. And pretty much everybody notices.
Yeah, they do.
They look at the radio and say, dope.
Yep.
But you know what? Anyway, so you guys are going to go
off. I don't know. I don't know what we're doing yet now, with it, but it does, you know.
You drop a big fat, you know, big motor into it that you know goes 110 miles an hour and then you're good to go?
You can definitely put one in that's got twice the horsepower that this one currently has. But it's, you know, it's a financial investment. You got to decide to make that move. Well, it does pretty well by itself right now. So,
what color is it?
Brown.
I looked and I couldn't find it.
Brown.
I couldn't see it out there.
It's right next to your car. Anyway, I do have a whole new appreciation for the states of Iowa and Nebraska, by the way.
Why?
And I don't think Chris Pesek is listening, but I like his state.
Do you know that some study just came out that said that Nebraska is the top state in the country to retire at based on all the factors and cost of living, amenities for old people?
I have pictures. It is absolutely beautiful. It's very hilly.
Have you seen it in November?
I'm not going there in November. You don't be there in November.
Have you been there in February?
Again.
When? Oh, I
let me,
drove.
Let me repeat. Let me. Not going
to
be there.
I drove through Nebraska on my way to Colorado, and I believe it was in the month of January.
That sounds miserable.
And the winds were about 180 miles an hour in my little Saab. That was kept going up on two wheels because it was so damn windy.
Right.
Snow just going flying. It was sideways snow.
Yep. And you were on the interstate too, weren't you?
I was.
See, you got to change. You got see.
No.
I'll tell you what
no,
the
no,
van
no.
does. I'll tell you what the van does, and this is awesome.
No, stop. Try. Quit trying to. There you go. Trying to put rosy, you know, the
okay.
spin on it.
I am because it's awesome. So here's what it does. I'm going to point A to point B as fast as I can. Like when I went home and took my truck home, I was trying to figure out how fast I could get from.
Yeah, I mean you've passed me. Shawback. You must have been doing 120.
130 at least.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm that guy. So yeah. All of a sudden, when you start driving the van, you can't be that guy.
By the way, if you're a police officer, he doesn't. He drives 54 miles per hour.
Correct.
All times.
All the time. Yeah. And I have a little white Audi.
I'd like to say hi to the Picken County Sheriff that I drove by this morning. I waved at you. Fortunately, I was not speeding, and I'm really happy about that.
Yep.
But he was out gunning at 5 in the morning. Gonna get those guys.
That guy was bored.
Oh, they do it. Get those guys.
So here's the basic thing about driving the van. All of a sudden, you just slow down. You know what you care about? Not how fast you get from point A to point B, but the fact that you want to arrive at point B. It doesn't matter how long. You just want to end up at with the correct result, and the correct result is getting there. And the way to get there is you just take your time.
So you need to tell me why. Okay, so we were talking about the fact the car has that smell.
Yeah.
And I was talking about the old electronics also have like that smell. If you come across a 70s something or something from the 70s, it smells like something. And that they all smell the same. But why is it that cars have that smell and it's all the same? It doesn't matter the interior. It doesn't matter if it's vinyl, pleather, or leather. It all smells like, well, that.
Yeah.
Well, what is that?
I don't know. I had a guy look at the car and he's like, he opened the door and goes, oh yeah, there's that storage. That's that storage smell.
But they're just, all, they all, even if they weren't in storage, they smell like that. There's something, it's the weirdest thing. And they all smell the damn same.
Yep. I don't know how to help you with that.
All right, so where are you guys going this weekend?
I'm not going anywhere. Going to be right here.
You have a brand new Westphalia from 1985?
Yep.
You need to go somewhere.
Not going anywhere.
So I'll call Christy. See if she'll
We have plans here. It's Mountain Fair. I might just park it in the middle
Is
of Sober's Park.
Is it Mountain Fair weekend this weekend?
Yeah.
You could just park it there. You'll be like,
park it in the middle
in
of
the
Soper's
middle.
Park.
And you will be like, everybody will come to you.
That's
you
right.
You will become like the most popular person ever known to man.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's it. That's what I'm doing. I'm just going to camp right there in the middle of Soper's Park, next to the gazebo.
When you were driving back, did you notice the roads? Are they worse in Colorado, better than Colorado?
They're all the same. All the roads.
No, that's not true.
You're avoiding potholes everywhere. The ones in Colorado right now because of our winter are not good, though. Winter was tough on our roads.
That's what I'm saying.
And actually, Glen Canyon right now is a
Glenwood. Glenwood Canyon or Snowmass Canyon?
Glen Canyon. Glenwood Canyon.
Yeah.
That thing is, I mean, is brutal. That's about as bad as
so
I've ever
Snowmass
seen that road.
So is Snowmass Canyon.
Snowmass Canyon is bad, but it's not as bad as Glenwood Canyon.
I mean, Snowmass Canyon is bad.
Then that tells you what Glenwood Canyon's like. Yeah.
It's 9:20 here on the David Bach Show. So we're talking to Thor Jensen. Why is my phone freezing?
Why are you on your phone? We're on the radio.
Because I'm trying to... Somebody texted us, and I need to get to the damn text. Because, okay, here we go. Our one Vail listener was talking about in the 70s... the Altitude Club in Vail, well, they too had a place where Thor liked to shake his boogie, booty, whatever.
I think disco night,
Thursday nights in Vail.
Gotta ask, is Altitude Club the one that's downstairs?
I don't know. It's in.
I'm asking him on the radio. He's gonna text you.
I'm sure he will. Anyway, they were playing this. Chrissy.
Every ski town has disco night.
Shaking their booty.
We need to petition Belly Up to have disco night on a Monday or Tuesday and make it happen. And then I hate this song, by the way.
I think
I can't.
It's safe to say.
Do you know how many beers it takes for me to actually recognize this song?
I think it's time for me to make a declaration. I need to declare that disco is the best genre of music ever. You can't stay there, and I'm sure you will find many ways to have a good time. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. They have everything that you're meant to enjoy. You can hang out with all the boys. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. You can get yourself clean. You can have a good meal. You can do whatever you feel.
Might be the best disco song ever by the Sisters of Sledge. Feel free to just crank this one up. I can hear this. See, your toe is tapping.
So I go away for a week and you become disco queen?
Bringing back a flood of memories from the night at the Tippler, night that was.
Actually, there's probably a blackout during that time, so I'm not totally sure what was happening there.
Come on, I got all my sisters, like Thor, in here with me. Come on, there's a place deep dark in the recesses of that heart of yours. It's like, you know, I know it's not cool, but it's great music.
How long are you going to try to make this happen? There's a time and place for this. It was at the Disco 54 in New York. It was at the Tippler at 11 at night till 2 in the morning.
This damn song
Not what time is it right now? 9:29 is not the time for disco. It makes no sense. When did John Travolta get dressed up and go out? Huh? Was it at 9:24 in the morning? 9:29 in the morning? 9:30 in the morning? No, it was not.
You need more of this.
No. We know we don't get depressed. Here's what we call. Faith in you and the things you do, you won't go wrong. Oh no, this is our family jewel.
I got all my sisters with me. I can't believe you're making.
They would
me
play
watch
this on disco night too, by the way. But you gotta look. This is so good.
They're showing two monkeys doing it on this video, and what? I just saw. I'm not gonna be able to unsee that. Do I know this song?
Yeah, you do, because they played it in the Tippler. This is the one that would end the night. Send everybody home.
It's got 29 million views.
Sweat, dang right it does. Baby, sweat, baby, sex is a Texas drought. Me and you do the kind of stuff that
only Prince would sing about. So put your hands down my pants, and I'll bet you. Oh, my God. Yes, I'm Cisco. Yes, I'm Ebert. And you're getting two thumbs up. You've had enough of two-hand touch. This is better than Earth, Wind, and Fire.
At like 1:35 in the morning at the Tippler, yes. But the reason I did this is because of the article. To make me rise an hour early, just like daylight savings time.
Oh my gosh. You and me,
baby, ain't. I do know this song. I know you do. Let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to unsee that. Thank you for that. Anyway, so you found a story that's coming out of Green Bay. I mean, weren't you just in Wisconsin?
I was just in Wisconsin. I went by the playground.
Anyway, so tell me about the story. What's going on here?
So basically, a local resident, and I guess this is not the first time this has happened, but basically called in a complaint about a couple that decided to have sex in the playground.
In the playground?
Playground, outside.
Where in the playground?
Well, it sounds like they started on the swing set, and then they moved to the slide.
Well, did the bumpity bump go on the swing set?
He didn't really give details. But he called the cops enough for the cops to come and catch them basically in the act.
They got caught?
Yeah, they got caught.
Boy, he can go.
And so the dude was he's like, well, how old are you? And the guy's like, 42. And then the cop's like, well, don't you have somewhere else better you can go?
Yeah, but that's not as hot.
So here's the best part of this story is the two, like, it's on the nightly news in Green Bay.
Fox 11 News.
Yeah, and I think another station did it too, but I only watched the Fox 11. I have no idea how these two anchors are doing this with a straight face.
It's not the same as when Walter Cronkite was around.
No. And so,
sponsored by your Chevy super dealers.
There it is right here.
$4,100.
Oh, we can wait for this commercial.
Commercial. We'll talk through it. But anyway, it's a guy and a girl, and they're doing the nightly news. And they're doing this with a total straight face of like, I can't believe that this is happening in our community moment. And it
listen
is.
To this.
Good evening and thanks for joining us tonight. Green Bay police say they responded to reports of two people having sex on a playground at Farland Park late last night.
Fox 11's Amber Luckett spoke to residents who are living in that area.
Oh, good.
And they say they're fed up with this
inappropriate
behavior.
You gotta look
behavior.
It up. It's so
while
good.
They were just swinging on the swings, but then they decided to walk over on top of the playground equipment here where kids play, and they decided to have sex.
This resident, who did not want to be identified, says he's disturbed by what happened here at Farland Park on Sunday.
And
he
like
says
the
he happened
the dramatic
to be
voice
on his porch
of the
a little after 12:30 when Green Bay police were responding to the incident.
The officer had asked him, how old are you? And the male said, 42. And I was just...
Oops, come on.
Where'd he go?
I don't know. Come on.
And then the officer was like, really? Was there like no other place for you guys to go to do this? You know, I was just like, you know, do these people have no shame?
Each person was cited for lewd and lascivious.
I love the guy
conduct.
That was just talking.
Yeah,
he's got a hat on with a gun.
Yeah, he didn't
want to
be. He didn't want to be identified.
But his face and his sunglasses and his hat with a gun on it, an automatic weapon on it.
Yep. Something like this has happened here at the park. Neighbors tell me crime happens here all the time.
Well, I believe it was last year a used condom was actually found on the slide, and I was just like, oh great, some little kid's going to slide through that tomorrow. It's just like, you know, it's just. It's just an odd. There's just so many little things that go on at this park.
Some residents say they're now tired.
The dramatic of the reporter part.
Oh my God!
Discovering.
You got to see the reporter too. This is Fox 11 in somewhere USA. Fox 11.
Green Bay.
Fox 11 online.com. The male, the guy, the girl's fine. But the guy is, I mean, his facial expressions when he's talking about this.
They just broke the story of the president, like, basically being impeached. I mean, they're so dramatic in this, and it is so awesome. And the reporter's like, voice, this is what's been going on in our little town.
Anyway, so now we know what you were doing in Wisconsin.
What do you mean?
Well, actually, no, because Christy wasn't with you.
No, I was driving a van.
How comfortable are those seats?
They're sweet, actually. You sit upright, you hang. It's good.
That's not true. That's
the only downer is no cruise control. That was the only part that's tough.
That's not a true statement.
It is a true statement.
Those seats are not comfortable.
They're totally comfortable.
They are not comfortable.
Comfortable.
So I have a question to ask.
Yeah.
Are you on the Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime Video?
Didn't we already have this discussion?
No.
What are you going to ask me?
Are you on that bandwagon? Are you using
we have it.
What do you have?
We have Amazon Prime because it comes with the Prime thing, and we do have Netflix. And so basically, if we get stuck in our like regular cable world, then we.
But you don't have Hulu.
We do not have Hulu.
You don't have HBO Now.
Well, we have HBO, so we have whatever comes with HBO. But.
So my question for you is: there was a poll that just came out asking, well, the surveyed, how much they pay for their streaming services. How much would you pay? What's a fair price?
For an individual one or for the package?
For all of your...
I mean, I'm sure we pay way too much. I don't know.
But what do you think is a fair number to pay for all your streaming services?
Free!
No, but a fair number.
It's I don't know. Free, $5.
The days of free are gone for all three of your, or all two of your services.
I don't know. Somewhere between $5 and $15.
That's not true.
What do you mean?
You can't get away. You can't even buy Netflix for $5.
I don't know. I mean, how much is Netflix?
So most people found, so you're not playing along. This is bumming me out.
Sorry.
$37 per month is what most people would pay for Netflix. And
that's a random number.
For three. Well, because it's like $19.99 for Netflix right now. And Amazon is what, $20 a month now or $15 a month? I mean, it's $120 or something like that.
I don't know. It comes with our yearly Prime thing.
Yeah, and they raised the price on that.
Okay.
So now you're looking right around the $35, $40 range.
For both services.
Now, everything is going streaming. We got Disney streaming. We got HBO streaming. So these things are going to add up. And the whole reason that millennials, they're kind of at the forefront of all this, are unplugging their cable and their satellite, canceling their cable and or satellite is why.
So they can watch on their phone.
No, so that they don't pay as much money, because $100 a month is too much money to pay.
Right.
All these streaming services are turning out they're going to be the exact same amount of money and harder to access.
Correct.
That's all you got.
I mean, I think you're making a valid point. Your point is we're turning away from something we already have and it's going to cost us
the same
amount of money.
It's the same damn thing.
Right. I got it. I'm with you.
Except now we have to deal with buffering.
Right.
Buffering sucks.
Yeah, it's a pain in the butt.
Do you even get cable in where you live? Because my cell phone doesn't work anywhere near your house.
No, I actually have serious phone issues.
You have serious phone issues?
Yeah.
Like you have to have a landline.
Well, with landline, then you try the Wi-Fi thing, and sometimes your phone doesn't. And I think it's a conspiracy theory too, that your phone doesn't even pick up the Wi-Fi when you have like the Wi-Fi calling thing. It's like, what are you doing? Like, it all of a sudden just disappears when you have Wi-Fi calling. So you have your Wi-Fi in the house, and then your phone doesn't pick it up. It's like right now, I should be on Wi-Fi calling, and it's not doing it.
Oh, you have to hook that up with, why is your phone chirping?
I don't know.
Oh, because your wife is giving you some sense.
Because I subscribe to ESPN.
Oh, you also subscribe to ESPN. So you're like at the $37 mark.
Yeah.
Thank you, Christy, for chiming in.
Thank you.
You're an ESPN subscriber.
I have to be, though, because I...
No, you don't have to.
No, I have to be. You know why I have to be?
Why do you
have to be?
Is that what you tell Christy? Because that's what I tell Cheryl. Honey, I have to be a Hulu subscriber.
I'll tell you why I'm...
It's because
I have to be an ESPN. It's my job.
Yeah.
You know why it's my job? It's my job so I can watch every football game, and football season has just started.
Has it?
Training camp is in, baby.
I know. We need to start talking about football. Because you know what happens
so excited.
A week from today?
Hall of Fame game.
You know who's in it?
Lions?
The Denver Broncos are playing in the Hall of Fame game, so they have five preseason games.
Sweet.
And by the way, you'll be able to tune into all that action here on KNFO.
Nice.
Because we will be carrying the Broncos.
As you always do.
As we always do.
Because you guys are awesome about that.
Speaking of football.
And you can listen to Dave Logan, who's your local high school football coach at Cherry Creek High School.
Well, that's not really local. That's like three and a half hours away.
Who's the local pro team?
All right, Preblo's Broncos. In the state, too, and I wouldn't call any of those high schools local either.
No, because that's like 6 hours away.
No, even over the pass, it's still 6 hours.
Yeah, dude, Preblo is so far away, man. Been there, done it more times than I want to think about.
It's the Davey Box Show 944. Oh, man, your mic just broke. A little more KC and the Sunshine Band. Just ask you this. I'll turn your mic back on.
Oh, great.
How much fun do you think Casey had in life?
I think we've had this discussion
no,
for
we didn't
sure.
Have it about Casey.
100%.
Not about Casey.
And he made a ton of money and he was the king of disco. Where do you think that went?
How much fun was he having?
Hey, real quick, do we have a second or are you
yes,
running away?
Yes, we have a second. I can always just hit pause.
Okay. So did you see the TV thing just a second ago?
No. No.
This goes with our Green Bay segment, so this is awesome. Some dude jogging exposed himself to this woman.
Oh, I saw that video.
And then she chased him down and punched him.
I love that lady.
It was awesome.
And she's awesome. And
she's like
not
totally,
like some,
and the dude doesn't know what to do. He's like totally.
I mean, she doesn't look like some big, meaty, she's just like your everyday pretty woman.
Yeah, she's
goes up and
athletic
him.
Jogger girl, and yeah. And the dude exposed himself, and then she goes and like, and they interview her, and she's just laughing at the guy.
So my question for you is, I was talking about this with Madeline, is I think for a good journalist, you need to walk in everybody else's shoes. Okay, so when we come across a story like this,
right.
I'm trying to walk in joggers' shoes.
Why?
Trying to figure out
why would you do
wait
that?
A minute, I'm trying to figure out what it is about whipping out the little dude in public. What is it about that?
The complete mystery to me, dude.
What is it?
I don't know. I don't get it.
I mean, does he think all the women are going to come out of the bushes and say, "Hell, take me now, baby"?
Right. Pick up line.
Or let me ask you this. You ever been behind that truck that's got the chrome decal of the woman with the arched back and her knees bent on the truck?
Yeah, I think so.
You're wrecking this.
I'm
again.
Sorry.
My question is, what does the guy think putting that up there is going to do?
Obviously,
is he trying to show off thinking, hey, all the dudes are going to think I'm badass because I have this chrome archback woman on the back of my truck?
Right.
Or does he think the women are going to see that and go, hey,
and stop him.
And stop him and take me now, big boy.
Right.
Men are stupid.
Yeah.
KNFO PSA right now. Guys, if you're listening out there, naked guy's junk is not the same, doesn't have the same effect.
It worked for that wiener dude, didn't it?
No.
Oh.
Women don't dig it.
Wait, he had to leave. He had to leave office, didn't he?
You may be you may be surfing like porn all day because you like it, but women don't dig it. That's not the same. So stop it. Leave it in there.
Right.
It's our PSA.
There you go. PSA. Look at that.
We're
solving community problems one day at a time.
Just leave it tucked in. This is because I feel bad that I put Thor through my disco times. Your mic's not on yet. You don't even know what this is yet. What is it?
Pearl Jam.
It is Pearl Jam. I feel bad.
So you can have me back next week. So I don't get scared off by disco.
Guys, their dream, is to have some woman flash them. All right? That's not the same for women. It's not their dream to have some guy flash them. It's not the same. It's not even close.
Right.
That's what basically summing up the last segment.
Because, let's see.
Well, there's a lot of reasons why. I'm not going to get into all that. But there was a study, and this is like 64,000 women. That's a good size study by Clue on
that's
what
actually,
they.
That's actually a fairly good sample.
It is, on what they're looking for in a man.
A guy to run by him and flash him.
No, that did not make the
that's
list.
That's not on the list?
Whatsoever. In fact.
Oh, that's got to be in the top 10.
In fact.
Top 20?
That area of the body. Men are way more concerned about that area of the body than women.
Right.
Women are way more into like really, really average size. Like, not big is not good.
Okay.
According to the study.
According to the study.
But I don't want to talk about that. All right, so.
You just did. I did not take you down that path. You went down that one.
No, you took me down that path.
I did not. You went down there by yourself. You just wandered around, and you did the Dbok thing. You just took a right turn, and then there you were.
Okay.
So what's your point?
So can you guess the number? What trait in a man do women want the most? According to 64,000 women.
64,000 women. Great eyes.
Not even on the list. This is why men are stupid.
I know.
Yeah, right at the top of the list of stupid.
I'm right there.
As far as the trait, the top five traits, 60% of women want confidence, 64% want education, 72% intelligence, 86% supportiveness, 88.9% of women, 88, that's way more than the majority.
Yeah, that's a lot.
88.9% want kindness.
Kindness.
Kindness. That wasn't even close to what you were thinking.
Nope. You didn't say like.
I said what trait?
I know, but I went to you. Since you started where you went in the right turn category, I was in the physical traits, not the like. Social traits.
46% of women want their partner's desire to be a parent. Most women place low importance on ethnic similarity and religious similarity. They don't care.
I don't think. I think in this day and age, I don't think either sex cares that
I'm
much.
I'm just talking about women here. We did not include men in this study. It was 64,000 women. And when it comes to physical features, what physical feature do you think women, according to these 64,000,
right,
are most interested in a man?
A good nose.
Not even on the list.
Dang it.
Gosh. A good smile.
Good smile.
Yeah, the flashing part of men didn't make that list.
Didn't make the list.
No, in fact, they went into size, and I'm not even going to get into that. But, okay, so.
Well, you did earlier. You went right turn smack into it.
No, I did not talk about.
Well, we can move away.
I have inches on this survey.
Well, it's pretty detailed.
Yeah, I'm not going to go there.
You're not?
No.
Okay.
Why don't you don't want me to go there either?
You played the Bloodhound Gang earlier, so you're ready to go. You got the monkeys.
And I'm out of disco tunes. Damn it!
That's so awesome.
Let's just play a little King Harvest. What?
So we got to convince Goldberg to do disco night.
Okay, I'll call. You're better at it than me.
He's got to do that.
Don't
everybody
they do
dress up and hang out?
Don't they do it sometimes?
I don't think so.
It was great. And do you know why that is?
Why?
Because disco's the best genre ever.
No.
That's why.
You know why? You know when it's good? There's a 4-hour slot that it's good.
No.
Yep.
It's good any time of the day.
Nope. 3-hour slot. I won't even give it 4. I'm going to give it 3 hours.
It's good on the golf course? It's
11, good. 11 it's, to
it's,
2.
It's good in the gym?
Nope.
This song just cut out on me. It's good.
It's because it's trying to tell you something. Disco is not good.
I mean, I don't know if this is technically disco. I'm out of disco.
See, there's a limited inventory.
Oh, wait, no, wait, wait. Okay, wait, wait, wait.
Wait, what do you mean wait? I don't want.
I forgot this one. Little Donna Summer for your listening enjoyment.
How did you get up and go down this path? Like, what What sent you down this
road? I had this epiphany last week when you weren't here.
That you loved disco and you wanted to torture me?
Your favorite time in the Aspen Valley was at the Tippler on disco night. So you must love disco.
It had everything to do with the atmosphere.
Actions. It was not what you say, it's what you do.
Right. It was the atmosphere. It was the collective unity of a community coming together for one sole purpose.
And when Donna Summer came on,
everybody swayed.
You just went, yes.
No, I did not. It was time for a cold Bud Heavy.
It's the David Bach Show with Thor Jensen. See you next week.
Later.